We also say good morning to you, Art Lewis, in the studio for your broadcast.
Yes, today. How about them apples?
I know why you came into studio.
Oh, yeah, why is that?
I know.
Gloat?
Yeah. Before we get to the comedy corner, we need to reference our morning team predictions from last week. Remember, the Academy Awards were yesterday, and on Thursday at this time, we were making predictions. Predictions, for the most part, because we had absolutely no clue of any of the movies or associated actors and actresses. I mean, we know of, we heard of, maybe seen clips, but not nearly doing the analysis, doing the in-depth coverage, the research that we know the experts do, making their production predictions and projections and figure out who's going to win what and should win and all that kind of stuff. And we figure we're just as good at trying to pick those winners as the so-called experts. Were we?
No.
No. Really?
Well... Well, well.
Well, 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 what?
Well, first of all, Denise, you and I, to put it bluntly, both sucked.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I really had this sense, and I should have gone with my gut and said everything, everywhere, all that bag of chips movie was going to win everything.
I remember you talked about that, but you didn't do it.
I didn't do it because I just wanted to, I don't know. I should have gone with my gut.
But you did choose it for Best Picture. So
I did.
That was the only one you got right.
Yeah. Congratulations.
And I did choose that one for Best Director, which is the only one I got right.
All right.
So at least we were not shut out.
Right.
There's no shame in at least getting one. There's big shame in getting shut out. Which has happened to previous participants. During the Oscar predictions, but no, at least we got one. Pat, you were doing pretty well.
I got a couple.
In fact, you know, when I was going over the page, the way that we played it out here, you were running the page because we laid it out in Best Picture, Directing, Actor in a Leading Role, Actress in a Leading Role. I mean, you were 4 for 4 on that page.
Oh, nice. and then
the rest of the choices had to be made.
Of course, yes. All right. I should have stuck with my Pinocchio pick for the animated. I changed that.
I haven't
heard my name yet.
Yeah.
Well, we know you didn't get Elvis right.
I didn't get Elvis right. I knew that. That's funny because I had thought about the whale too, but anyway.
And that's the only one Art didn't get right.
Oh, really?
Best movie?
It is the only one you did not get right. Yeah. If I'm tracking correctly, you did because you went with... The Everything,
I did.
Everywhere, All at Once.
And some of the tougher ones were, you know, like Jamie Lee Curtis, some of those, I just had a gut feeling.
Yeah, that one, was there a big surprise? Maybe that was the surprise?
I think because she's been around so long and did a good job in the movie that the Academy finally caught up with her.
I think it was so close. I think there are a lot of people.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah. Angela Bassett was up, right? Yeah. I think that was the one everybody was thinking. Okay, the Academy is finally going to give her award because she has been nominated many times in the last 30 something years as well.
I did violate one of my own rules, though.
You did? What was that?
Never watching those things.
Well,
I watched. Well, oh. I wasn't. Oh. Gonna, I really? Turned it on. At 10:45, I figured I'd catch the Best Picture.
Yeah.
Well, 10:45 wasn't even close to the Best Picture.
No, there's still another 45 minutes to go. So,
they ran a little long.
Well, congratulations, Art.
6-1.
Nice job, Art.
Good job.
Which proves to our point, though, you don't need to do all the research, the analysis. You don't need to see all the movies. You don't need to delve into any time-wasted informational updates. You can just choose them as Art did and...
That's right.
Yep. Good feelings.
I lost 75 cents last night.
You lost 75 cents?
Yes, yes, I did.
I bet
on the Oscars. I went with...
Any particular...
I thought that Banshees of Inisherin were going to win the...
Yeah, you were big on that movie.
Was going to win the best screenplay. I did. I thought that... And that was one of the favorites, too. Yeah. And I was surprised that lost, and I went with the best supporting actor, Gleason. I thought he'd pull. That'd be the upset. If I would have won that one on a 25-cent bet, I would have won $6. So it was
whoa!
Oh my god!
Wow!
So
big spender, man. I'll tell you what. There's a man who stands behind his belief.
That's right.
Sort of.
But I will say this though from last night because I did watch. I thought the two parts that stuck with me is when John Travolta went up and he introduced the In Memoriam.
Yep.
And I was wondering why him, but then as he was starting to get choked up.
He got choked up,
and I said, oh, that's why. Olivia Newton-John.
Right. And I thought exactly the same thing.
He did a great job there. And then at the very end, when Everything, Everywhere, Everywhere, Everything. What is it called?
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
That's really a hard one to get.
It is.
Just call it Everything.
The Everything movie.
When it won, Kiwi Kwan, who won the Best Supporting Actor, he went right up first on stage because Harrison Ford had introduced was presenting, and they had hugged, and it was almost like his career had come first full circle. Because that, of course, his very first movie was with Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones Temple of Doom. So It was pretty cool to see the two of them hug right there on the stage, and the crowd went nuts for them, too. So
that's great.
Good to see the two of them together. And they showed a shot of Spielberg clapping as well, because he directed that movie. So I think he was happy to see all that all come down all at once.
A warm fuzzy at the Oscars.
Yes.
How nice.
It was.
How nice. Cool.
And of course, I believe that would have been Will Smith giving out the best movie, but of course he could not.
He won't be able to go back to the Oscars.
He was not allowed.
They slapped him down for 9 more years.
And you know, I'll give Jimmy Kimmel credit too. I think he did a pretty good job beginning.
I'm not a great fan of his, but I thought he did an incredible job.
I think he set the tone and you know, made fun of the people that he had to make fun of and all that. So, which was pretty much everybody. It was.
It's a delicate balance of doing that.
Yeah.
As Chris Rock found out. It's 8:47 on WSGW. There you go.
Biggest line of his, though, was when he questioned, should Blake be included in the memorial?
Yeah.
All right, Lewis, congratulations. You get bragging rights for the year.
Thank you very much.